But something that made the news here in the United States was the question of Mahar Arar. Why is he on a government watch list if he's been found completely innocent by this Canadian commission, which actually had information from us?
Senator, I've got some very definite views about this particular case.
As you know,
we are in litigation. What I want to do is, hopefully in the next few days, I'm happy to sit down with you and Senator Specter and give you more information. In fact, we may be able to publicly say more about this shortly. I'm just not at liberty at this time.
Let me ask you this. Why aren't you at liberty? I don't understand that. It's not a matter of executive privilege.
No, sir, again.
I'm not
suggesting that I will not be able to answer your questions. I'm just suggesting I can't do it. I can't do it today.
Why?
There is not a position. I can't represent the position of the executive branch on this particular issue. But I think in a relatively short period of time, there's more information that I should be able to share with you, and hopefully that we can share publicly.
Well, why was he sent to Syria instead of Canada?
Again, Senator, I'd be happy to answer these questions. I think we can say a lot more about it if you just simply give me some additional time.
Can you tell me whether you took steps to ensure that he wouldn't be tortured? Or was?
I believe that piece of information is public. There were steps. I think General Ashcroft confirmed this publicly, is that there were assurances sought that he would not be tortured from Syria. But again...
Oh. Attorney General, I'm sorry. I don't mean treat this lightly. We knew damn well if he went to Canada, he wouldn't be tortured. He'd be held, he'd be investigated. We also knew damn well if he went to Syria, he'd be tortured. And it's beneath the dignity of this country, a country that has always been a beacon of human rights, to send somebody to another country to be tortured. You know, and I know, that has happened a number of times in the past 5 years by this country. It is a black mark on us. It has brought about the condemnation of some of our closest and best allies. They have made those comments both publicly and privately to the President of the United States and others. And it is easy for us to sit here comfortably in this room knowing that we're not going to be sent off to another country to be tortured, to treat it as though, well, Attorney General Ashcroft said, we got assurances. Assurances from a country that we also say now, oh, we can't talk to them because we can't take their word for anything.
Well, Senator, I'm
somewhat upset.
Yes, sir, I can tell. But before you get more upset, perhaps you should wait to receive the briefing.
How long?
I'm hoping that we can get to the information next week.
Well, Attorney General, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll meet you halfway on this. I'll wait next week for that briefing. I'll wait a week. I won't wait more than a week.